2. 300 words. At the time of their discovery, David Hungerford was spending about 10 hours a day looking at fly chromosomes, and Peter Knowle had just returned to the University of Pennsylvania. Knowle had originally started working in the pathology lab there as a summer job in 1950. A cocky and charismatic med student, Knowle had felt certain that, given the chance, he could solve this cancer problem in a matter of months. But that summer he got married, and the Phillies were on their way to winning the pennant, distractions that, he says, delayed his plans to cure cancer. But these few summer months were enough for Knowle to understand just how vast a territory he'd entered into as a cancer researcher. "I really knew very little about the specifics of things," he would say later. "In those days, it was true of pretty much everybody." He decided to take an internship for a year with a hematologist at a nearby hospital. It was there that he had his first serious education about cancers of the blood, how devastating and how complicated these diseases really were. There were the leukemias that took over the white blood cells, with chronic versions that progressed slowly and acute versions that led to rapid destruction of the immune system. White blood cells, which fight infections, normally numbered 4,000 to 10,000 per microliter of blood. Leukemia patients typically had counts in the hundreds of thousands per microliter. The lymphomas, Knowle learned, poisoned the lymph, another infection-fighting part of the immune system, concentrated primarily in bean-shaped nodes throughout the body. Lymphoma could pass from one node to another, like a fungus spreading through a forest. Multiple myeloma targeted the plasma, the yellow-colored liquid that holds red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets in suspension as they course throughout the body, hardening the fluid into tumors inside the marrow and softening bones. These were the so-called liquid cancers, or hematologic malignancies. For cancer researchers, they were often easier to study because of their accessibility. It was much simpler to draw fluid out from a vein than to cut a patient open to excavate a solid tumor buried deep inside the body. But being able to get at the cancer hadn't led to more significant advances in treatment. When Knowle was in medical school, most types of liquid cancers were still incurable. On rounds, he saw the victim.